Hey y'all, what's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in with Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, the one and only Dior the Chocolate Doll. And if it's Queens Talk TV, y'all know the vibes. Y'all know I let it talk my shit, I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So just know I got this seat on all the latest topics. But first, I have to send a big, big shout out to my favorite artist in the world, Y.O. Slim Gang. His album, Baddies and Besties, did drop yesterday. So run and go get that on all streaming platforms, including iTunes. And top it up for the 4th of July weekend, baby. Time to talk with Chocolate. David Banner is trending after doing an interview on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast. He stated that he refuses to do business with men who cheat on their wives. He also shared advice from a mentor who once told him, if the person you sleep with can't trust you, why should I? And he claims that a statement that he has stuck with ever since. Now, the message definitely hit home for a lot of people that I seen online. But baby, how y'all feeling about this? Come on, talk to Chocolate. How y'all feeling about what he said? Like, now, to me, code and standards exist in business, and I agree. I definitely agree with that. Now, if you was able to cheat on your person that you just took the vows with before God and do all the crazy mess, you liable to be disloyal to others. Yes, I agree to that too. But this goes for not only men, it's for women too. Don't just say men, women do the same crazy stuff. I don't personally, but a lot of people do. But shit, for real, if y'all gonna try to apply that type of pressure, go ahead and add the extra umph on it. Go ahead and add that extra umph. Now, add the people who don't support their children. How can you trust them on financial business aspects when they don't even take care of home financially or the responsibilities in that aspect at home? You feel me? Add it all in then. Take it the whole mile, but that's just my opinion. But hey, I'm just speaking facts. Alright, y'all, so we all grind so hard to be able to put those who raised us in better positions and even homes. So, big shout out to top model Tyra Banks. On Tuesday, June 24th, she took it to her Instagram where she surprised her mother, Carolyn London, with a preview of her flagship Smythe and Dream ice cream shop in Sydney. That is beautiful. Her mother broke down in tears as she got her first look at the storefront. And quote unquote, she stated, you work so hard and I get to see you. She continued and said, it's like a dream. Years and years ago, when I was working so hard as a single mom, I worked more than one job. I worked two jobs. I worked three jobs. I did whatever I could. And the way we could celebrate each week that I got through it was that I took Tyra for ice cream in Hollywood. So yes, this is so beautiful and I so love this. Like, it's nothing more beautiful than being able to reward and repay your parents or the person that raised you with something beautiful when you make it to the top. And every person dreams and wishes for this. So I absolutely love this. Tyra, you are phenomenal. Alright y'all, so my good sis Rihanna, she might be keeping the low key on the music front these days, but baby, her impact is definitely still loud and clear, especially when it comes to Spotify. And she has just hit another milestone, period. She has now officially became the first black female artist to cross 50 billion streams on the platform. Yes, y'all heard that. 50 billion. Yo, that is crazy. That's major. From anthems like Diamonds and We Found Love to the forever iconic hit Umbrella, Riri's catalog is still running up numbers like it dropped yesterday. I know that's right. Period. Now, this accomplishment isn't just history making, but it's also a reminder that when she drops a track, it pops, and not only that, it sticks. Without an album in sight yet, her music's still dominating, and I so love this for her. Like, but we need that album, sis. But congratulations, Riri. That's fire. Alright, so Jim Jones is definitely trending right now, y'all. And not in a good way, baby. So recently, he just made an appearance on Fat Joe and Jada Kiss podcast where he went on a rant talking about someone on social media that compared him to Nas. And he definitely was talking crazy. He definitely had a lot to say. So check it out, y'all.
My son can't tell you one Nas record. You heard? Like, let's keep it a buck here.
Yeah, but
like,
let's keep
it a buck. You heard? Let's keep it a buck because you'll bring it up. There must be some type of misconception. A lot of these rappers have done a tremendous job, and I take nothing away from them, but they forget I got a hell of a catalog. Me, Jim Jones, myself, gold records, platinum records, gold albums, platinum albums. No, me, Jim Jones. No Diplomats, no nobody else. Me, Jim Jones. Check my track record. Then check everybody else's track record. Then go to the billboards and check all my entries. Then check all them niggas' entries and shit like that. And I'm not taking nothing away from nobody. But I hear the comparisons and the niggas be trying to act funny when it comes. No, I've been spanking a lot of this shit. I'm talking about the industry. I've been putting on. So let's not get into that where we get into the numbers and I got to show you the statistics of what I've done. You heard to what other people was done. You heard them. You want to go to the billboard entries, pull up Nas' billboard entries, then pull up my billboard entries.
Listen, no, we can't compare the two. What I'm trying to
no,
tell you
no,
is...
I want
to
go there. No, I want to go down the line now, because now we're going down the line.
He's
a rapper and I'm a rapper.
Listen,
let's go statistically.
It feels great.
No, but I want to go statistically, because when people be like...
I feel the same way. We all feel the same way.
And forget about the numbers. Back up. Nothing, nigga. There's never is me. Putting me up against anybody, I'm taking me every time. Every time.
You're supposed to.
Okay, but let me say something, though. All right,
y'all. So that was what Jim Jones had to say when he was on the Fat Joe and Jada Kiss podcast the other day. Now, Jim Jones also later on went on the Nightcap show with Dennis Sharp and Chad Ocho Single Johnson. And you know them. They had to call him out for what he said, but take it to him and Nas. So, check it out, y'all.
Ask you a question, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke, right?
Yeah.
Were you smoking when you said you better than Nas?
I might have been a little bit. Well, as far as, let's get this right. I'm way more influential than Nas, and I don't care what nobody say. I know I made a little boo-boo when we talk about the sales and all this type of shit. I don't feel like getting into that rhetoric about where I started and where he started.
Well, you said that, bullshit.
But listen, Nas was nice when I was in high school. When I was in 10th grade, Nas came out. Mm-hmm. Nas was dope. We appreciated him. He had a little bit run. But Nas always came up second to Jay and DMX and all these other people. Like,
ain't
he never
no shame
had that.
In that. There a lot of came up second to Tom Brady.
He never had that type of influence on us, except for his first album. I already told you, I used to want to dress like Nas because he had a lot of fresh clothes that the hustlers used to wear and shit, and we used to see him on TV. He had one of the illest albums of all time. And then in high school when he had the barbecue and shit like that. So I'm a real fan of Nas, but he kind of lost me after the movie Belly and shit like that. Like,
Jim.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm being honest. You ask me. I'm being a fan. I'm telling you the movie Belly was fire, but after that, he kind of lost me. I think we was way too much into the game. Remember how this goes. That's not, you ever heard of a Koofy list?
Yeah.
Yo, go back into your history and find out what happened between us and him. You dig? And I'm not trying to repeat history, but don't play with us when it comes to that, bro. We already went wild on them boys. You heard? We the ones that went wild on them boys, you heard?
Hey, Jim.
And people out here acting like I said I'm gonna bring the Koofy list back. I just told you I'm gonna change man. Steph Law. Can you dig?
Nah, look. I'm putting it like this, Jim. Hey, bro, you been in this thing. But lyrically, I'm gonna keep it a stack with you.
Yeah, y'all, but look how you dress. Look how you dress. You don't even be in the same places I be in.
I don't know who told you that. Now look, y'all know you on that good stuff, but you're not seeing Nas. Let's be real.
You got a bunch of 40 and 50 year olds in their panties because I said I'm better than
Nas. It don't matter.
Look at you.
Ain't nobody from Dipset gonna take you over Nas. Nobody from the Diplomats, but you.
Hold on, Jim. You want to go back to I really mean it? I really mean it, started. We could go back to your history, bro.
But you didn't even say that,
bro. Don't do that, bro. That's
your
fault.
You said it. I got a question.
Stick up for itself and meet me in a booth or something if we want to do something historical.
He don't do that no more. Nah, say he don't do that.
Because he got $100 million. He's a very wealthy man. You heard? He's a very smart bitch.
That was a little bit of what Jim Jones had to say when he was on the Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson show. But not only that, y'all, not only that, he even went in saying Nas has never been this viral in his life thanks to him. Check this out, y'all. I got y'all.
Whatever you want to narrative you want to paint, you still got to listen to me talking to you right now in 2025. What I did for Nas probably never been done for him in his life. He's never been that viral at all, ever. Ever. He's never been talked about like this ever in his life.
Has not reached out to you?
You dig? The last time he was in some shit like this where people were comparing when him and Jay was beating on him. You heard? Mm. You dig? Like, that, let's, and I don't want to talk about other people's career, yeah. But let's just talk, get to the semantics of it.
Have you spoken to Nas?
No, Nas.
Okay.
I don't know Nas to have a conversation with him. You don't have a conversation, we can have that too and shit like that. You dig? Like, I don't really care.
One thing
about
I did
that.
See you do.
Alright, y'all. So, Lord. How y'all feeling about this? How y'all feeling about this? Like, cooks like the chocolate. How y'all feeling? Baby, I know he ain't talking about Ether Nas, right? He not. He definitely gotta be talking about Lil Nas X or something. He definitely gotta be talking about Lil Nas X or something. Like, what is going on with this man? That's crazy. Like, some seek fame because they need validation. Some say hating is confused admiration, right? I feel that, Nas. If y'all know, y'all know. He said that his tracks stay. And them two lines alone, it's not just rap. It's psychology and poetry form, period. Just 18 words for why so many clout chasers and people throw shade. And he way too old to be doing that. He way too old to be seeking that right now. I don't know if he going through a midlife crisis or what's going on in his mind. He focused on the wrong thing. Like, if you have to continue and convince people that you're great, it is crazy. It's a big difference between being great, thinking great, and just, you know what I'm saying, living in the moment. And y'all, Jadakiss Bass said it all through the whole interview. If y'all watched it, like, Jim Jones was speaking crazy. And I just know they regretted having him on the show. It was all in their face. Alright, congratulations going out to Ciara. She has just been given the opportunity to grace the cover of Rolling Stone's Africa and is now the first African American to appear on that cover publication. I know that's right, Ciara. I know that is right. Now, I just seen a lot of controversy online when this was announced. A lot wasn't understanding how and why, like, how she get this and why is it announced like that. So, let me break it down to y'all. Let Chocolate break it down. So, Ciara is the first African American on the African version of Rolling Stones magazine. Now, there has been plenty of black people on the cover, but for the American one, this is the first for Africa, and they put her as the first cover. But, yeah, I love this for her, and baby, I seen them cover arts, and the looks were giving. They were very much giving Miss Diana Ross inspired, and she looks absolutely stunning. I love it. Congratulations, Ciara. Alright, y'all, so prayers are going up for Walter Scott, co-founder of the iconic R&B group The Whispers. He has sadly passed away at the age of 81 after battling cancer for 6 months, confirmed by his family. He passed away surrounded by loved ones in the Northridge neighborhood of Los Angeles, leaving behind cherished memories. The Whispers' extensive beloved catalog includes timeless tracks, Soon As, In the Beat Goes On, Rock Steady, It's a Love Thing, Ladies Love Is Where You Find It, and Love at Its Best. Plenty more, resonating deeply with the fans around the world. In honor of him, I would love to take a moment right now on Talk for Chocolate in silence and honoring his legacy. So y'all know I love to show love to a rising star every show that I do, right? But today I have to show some love to a beautiful little angel by the name of Kendall Bradley. Now, Kendall is only 4 years old, right? And last week, she was at daycare and noticed something off with her teacher. Witnesses said the teacher did end up collapsing and was having a seizure. Poon was the only adult in the room at the time. But Kendall quickly ran to get help, and she went and told another teacher that her teacher was sick. Now, Kendall stated that in her own words. Now, Kendall, I think Dior is so proud of you, princess. You are a prime example that heroes can come in small packages. You are so smart. You are so brave. And there's plenty of adults that wouldn't even have done what you did. Do you know that? Your parents should be so proud of you. Job well done, princess. And if her parents or anyone else in her family that knows her is listening, please hit me up in my DM on Instagram at DiorTheChocolateDoll, because Auntie Dior would love to send her something special. I do. I am so proud of you, Kendall. You keep being a hero, baby. Alright, so it looks like my girl Halle Bailey might be finally moving on from DDG. And baby, the internet has plenty to say about this. So Lil Mermaid was recently spotted living her best life on a yacht in Italy alongside none other than Scott Bridgeway, the music producer best known for his work with Kendrick Lamar. I know that's right. Now, the cozy hookup occurred earlier today, sparking a firestorm of dating rumors across social media. It was photos of them two enjoying the European sun. It hit the internet quickly, and the fans, of course, went straight into detective mode. Period. I know that's right, nah. But for real, if you see the views of them on a yacht low-key where the two was getting cozy, sis even had them cheeks out, she getting massaged down. He taking pictures while she jumping in the water. But like the whole chemistry alone spoke for itself. So I know that's right. All the girlies is moving on from all that toxic mess. And they upgrading to a better life and a better man. And they is enjoying and living. I know that's right. Cause I'm on the same vibe, sis. Alright y'all, so in a historic nod to his 6-decade-long career, music legend Stevie Wonder has been named Billboard's best R&B singer at all times on the magazine's prestigious 75 best R&B artists of all time staff pick list. Now, the 75-year-old icon who began his recording career as a child prodigy at the age of 11 earned the top honor for shaping the sound and spirit of R&B across all generations. I know that's right. Billboard praised Wonder for helping the foundation on which later the next generation's R&B artists stand, describing his career as unmatched blend of versatility and innovation. The magazine, it highlighted his roles as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, arranger, noting his groundbreaking run of the 1970s albums that were together elements of R&B, soul, pop, gospel, funk, and jazz. He paved the way. He paved his yellow brick road to an unprecedented run of musical wizardness and groundbreaking albums. Stevie Wonder's chart legacy is equally expressive. He made his Billboard Hot 100 debut in 1963 at just the age of 13. Now, with Fingertips Part 2 eventually claiming 10 number one hits throughout his career, 74 Grammy nominations, and 25 wins, his contribution to the music remains unparalleled. So, congratulations to Stevie Wonder. Alright y'all, so, rapper Nelly seemingly took aim for former Vice President Kamala Harris and her quote-unquote white husband Doug, while defending his decision to perform at President Trump's inauguration. So, during a recent interview, Nelly addressed backlash of his performance at the inauguration. The rapper claimed he's not pro-Donald Trump, but he decided to accept the gig out of respect for the office. Nelly also argued that he did an event with Harris before she became a candidate in the 2024 election, but nobody brought that up. Now, as social media users reacted to his comments, Nelly then took it to his own to double down on his defense, saying him and Snoop Dogg, who also faced backlash, performing at Trump's inauguration, that they do more in the community and have been doing for over 20 plus years against any of you that are just on here talking trash. Now, he said, from the black families they were employing to the black children they were helping every day and all year through their nonprofits, whether they were sending kids to school on a scholarship to HBCU or helping young black boys in LA going to Central with a junior football program, which many players went on to go to the NFL and live their dreams. Nelly put on social media and added that him and Snoop Dogg should be viewed as inspiring black men who married black beautiful women with black children on an apparent jab at Harris. That's a shame. And what he called her husband, in his own words, quote unquote, white husband. Now, Nelly then stated, some of y'all have a problem with us because the prosecutor has probably locked up more black men than we held women of color with a white husband and white kids and did not win the election. Now, baby, how y'all feeling about this? Come on, talk to me. Talk to Chocolate. How is y'all feeling about this now? Y'all know I'ma talk my shit, but how y'all feeling what he said? Okay, now listen. First of all, what does having a white husband have to do with anything? I mean, like, seriously. Maybe I'm colorblind to whose inauguration you was performing at or something, baby. Because, Nelly, be for real. You gotta be out your right mind and think it's perfectly fine to flaunt the fact that you done for the community while up here tap dancing on stage with somebody who's been actively promising to erase our history. Am I right? Am I wrong? Obviously, you don't love your people that much as you're claiming and throwing shots. You throwing dollars, getting dollars thrown at you, and you throwing dollars at organizations, trying to make something seem like you helping, but the important is it's all getting snatched away. You're up there defending and working with some people. So, I don't know. Your talk is cheap to me. Your talk is cheap. And to be honest, I watched you and your wife's show, and she definitely was pissed off when you made the decision to do that performance and you came home and told her. Oh yeah. Trust and believe, I seen that. So yeah, talk is cheap. Okay, y'all, so Complex Magazine just dropped their list for the best rap verses of 2025. So y'all ready to get into the tea with the list? Alright, let's get it, y'all. Number one, Meek Mill, Proud of Me. Number two, Kendrick Lamar, Chains and Whips. Three, Pusha T, So Be It, verse three. Drake coming in number four with Give Me a Hug, verse one. Number five, NBA Youngboy, Alive. Six, Jid, Bodies. Seven, Billy Woods, Cold Sweat, verse one. Eight, Malice, Ace Trumpets. Nine, Joey Badass, Crash Dummies, verse one. Number 10, J. Cole, Clouds, verse 2. 11, Dolce, Egypt, Remix. 12, Nino Pay, Joey Story. 13, Central C, Don't Know Anymore. 14, Lil Smith, Free, verse 2. And 15, 2 Chainz, Bad Choices. Now, congratulations to all the artists on the list. That's fire, especially me, because that Proud of Me definitely deserves some recognition and attention, and it speaks. I mean, I see a lot of people that love that song because they hit home. So, congratulations to all of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know me, but y'all know I'm going to be back on Sunday. Each and every Friday and Sunday, Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. And y'all, I have to send a big, big shout out to all of y'all that tuned in. It's 4th of July weekend, y'all. So I hope each and every one of y'all be safe tonight. Drive safely, fly safely, eat good. Send your girl plate or two. Have y'all a couple of shots. And then I see y'all back on Sunday. Peace. I'm signing out.